I'm Joanna Wilson, the author of Tis the Season TV, the encyclopedia of Christmas-themed episodes, specials, and made-for-TV movies. I've been a pop culture junkie my whole life, and went on to earn a bachelor's degree in film studies. I've been researching and writing about Christmas on TV for nearly 20 years, and I'm currently finalizing the updated second edition of the encyclopedia, which will come out next year in 2020. Some of you may know me from one of my other books, such as Triple Dog Dare, Watching and Surviving the 24-Hour Marathon of A Christmas Story, The Christmas TV Companion, or even Merry Musical Christmas Volume 1, The Best Musical Performances in Sitcoms and Dramas. Whatever brought you here, you should know, Christmas TV history is kind of my thing. Thanks for tuning in. This episode's title is An Introduction to Christmas TV History. This is a five-part audio series on Christmas TV history created in July 2019. The five installments are this introduction and ones on Christmas animation, the history of Christmas TV movies, Yuletide variety specials and episodes, and Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol adaptations. More installments are possible in the future. I can certainly discuss the history of sitcom and comedy Christmas episodes, theatrical release Christmas movies, interesting adaptations of O. Henry's Gift of the Magi, all 20 Rankin-Bass animated Christmas and New Year's programs. The potential list goes on and on. If you like this series, feel free to drop me a line and suggest a potential topic for a future installment. Now, why am I doing this? Well, it's a confluence of things. As I mentioned before, the expanded and updated second edition of the encyclopedia, Tis the Season TV, is coming out next year. I've been focused on researching and writing about Christmas entertainment for nearly 20 years. It's one thing to gather data for the encyclopedia, and another thing to synthesize the information. I've never been in a better place to share what I've learned. I'm excited to make my contribution to the scholarship of television and film studies about the long overlooked field Christmas entertainment. In 2010, when the book Tis the Season TV was first released, I observed that Christmas entertainment was its own market and that it seemed to be growing each year. It has certainly exploded in the decades since. I'm also a firm believer in examining popular culture, most importantly here, Christmas entertainment, so we can better understand ourselves through the stories we tell and connect with. Considering there are thousands of Christmas episodes, specials, and TV movies, and so little scholarship on it to this point, I can say it is a body of work that is underappreciated, despite the big business the TV and film industry knows it to be. Nostalgia is a very powerful force in Christmas entertainment and in our hearts as a culture. This is worth examining. Looking back into the history of television, I can clearly see that Yuletide programs have been a part of every format in TV, proving that Christmas TV history is TV history. I'm also doing this audio series as a first step towards writing about Christmas TV history for a collection of essays that will eventually be published in print as well. The written essays will be much longer, have more depth, and refer to more examples. But starting the conversation in these fairly short, 30-minute audio episodes allows me to share some of this information now. Turning around a writing project into printed form or a book is actually a long process that I don't have any control over or any influence on its speed. But I can make this audio series and start the conversation now. Why these topics for the episodes here? Well, these are the most discussed formats and topics that I'm most often asked about. I hope you find them satisfying. Let me share a little more about me. Yes, I have a bachelor's degree in film studies, but I also earned a master's degree in philosophy. You should know that I thrive on analyzing and evaluating popular culture, most specifically TV and film. After I taught college for a bunch of years, I wanted to get into writing, but I knew the world didn't need one more Alfred Hitchcock or Martin Scorsese scholar. Then, in the year 2000, I received a book as a gift. You should know that even if I spend a great deal of my time in front of a screen, I also love to read about TV and film. So I got a book as a gift on the history of an animation company that sparked my interest to go back and rewatch a lot of Christmas animation from my childhood. While I was looking for these old TV specials on VHS tapes at libraries and video stores, remember doing that? Anyway, I began to see how much entertainment there was that centered on Christmas. At that time, I did some research and saw that there was far too little scholarship or analysis surrounding Christmas entertainment, despite the big business that the field generates for the TV and film industry. I decided I wanted to contribute to the study, and almost 20 years later, here I am, more impressed than ever and excited to share my observations and research. I recognized that nostalgia was an important part of the experience of watching Christmas entertainment. And as a culture, we seem to consume holiday entertainment differently than we do other programs. We tend to return to watch the same Christmas animated specials every year, whether it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or A Charlie Brown Christmas, or even another. These TV specials are annual traditions for millions of folks, and have been for more than 50 years. We may watch the World Series every year, or the Washington, D.C. 4th of July concert celebration on TV, but those two specials are different every year, and we don't watch the same broadcasts of them over and over, like we do with so much Christmas entertainment. Whether you're old enough to have seen It's a Wonderful Life in the theater, or even White Christmas, or Miracle on 34th Street, we still turn to these movies again and again to watch on TV and share the experience with our families. Others make quite an effort to watch as many of the new Hallmark Christmas TV movies as possible each year. As a culture, we don't consume other series, specials, and movies like we do Christmas entertainment, and I was very intrigued by this experience. I'm frequently asked if I'm obsessed with Christmas, but the truth is, I don't have a Christmas tree in every room of my house, but I do have a TV in every room. Do I enjoy doing what I do? Absolutely. And I work year-round on collecting, watching, and writing about Christmas on TV. I see myself as a historian rather than a reviewer. I respect and appreciate TV and film criticism and reviews. I know how much effort it takes. And I have my hands full just researching the history of Christmas entertainment. There are others who review these TV holiday programs and films, deciding which is better and best, and I'll leave that expertise to them. Along the way, I've also learned that Christmas stories on TV and film have an awful lot of overlap with other year-end holidays, and so I've included in my research programs that feature Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's celebrations as well. What can you expect from the segments in the Christmas TV History audio series? Let me give you a little taste. The episode on the history of Christmas animation discusses the very first Christmas animated special made specifically for TV and the golden era of Christmas animation. I also expand on the major TV animation creators such as Rankin Bass, Hanna-Barbera, DePatie Frehling, and Chuck Jones and their Christmas programs. I go on to discuss the latest trends in Christmas animated specials, from DreamWorks' Shrek the Halls to Trolls Holiday and their rise to prominence. In the installment about Hallmark Christmas movies and made-for-TV movies, I delve deep into the history of films made for television, discuss the very first Christmas TV movies, what defined them, and trace the dominance of the Hallmark Channel's Christmas romance fantasies that we're all familiar with. I think I'm most excited to hear and see your reaction to this segment. Most of this Christmas TV history has never been discussed anywhere else before. In the Variety episode, I discuss the origins of Christmas TV variety specials and episodes of series. With some detail, I unfold the four entertainers who left the largest stamp on Variety, including Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Bob Hope, and Andy Williams. But I don't leave this examination to the past. I also talk about Christmas variety in the present, and the most noteworthy places to look for contemporary Christmas variety programs each December. And the last episode is the history of TV adaptations of Charles Dickens' literary work, A Christmas Carol. So not only do I discuss some of those first TV Christmas carols, but also the creative interpretations that have charmed us over the decades. TV has delivered musical versions, animated adaptations, interpretations that redefine Dickens' 19th century meaning of charity, and contemporary versions that substitute romance for an obligation to charity towards others. I also offer my thoughts on why TV has adapted Dickens' stories so often and why we continue to tune in. Each of the installments ends with suggestions for further reading. In spite of all the time spent in front of a screen, I'm still a reader and a writer after all. What trends in Christmas entertainment can we look forward to? By examining these various topics, I hope to create a context for what's been created in the past and what to expect in the future. I hope you'll tune in with me to find out. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Wilson, and you can find out more about me and Christmas on TV in general at my website, www.christmastvhistory.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me your thoughts on Christmas TV history and on this podcast. You can find my contact information at that website or on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tis the Season TV, which is the name of my encyclopedia. Thanks for listening.